Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name's Jimmy O'Brien, and we're talking to you about some baseball. Yankees versus the Blue Jays up in Canada for a three-game set. A new series, Jake. Are you excited?
A new series, and I am excited, Jim. How about you?
Wow. I'm excited too.
Jeez.
How you doing?
Good, man. As you know, I swung the golf twigs this morning, which is I think one of the few passions of mine. I really like golf. So golf, whiskey, dogs, baseball.
You still into whiskey?
Oh yeah. Good cup of the dark.
What whiskey are you drinking these days?
Yes.
So you're not into like specific whiskeys, or do you have a favorite?
No, I still my brain can't get over like finding tastes and enjoying it. I just like the general taste of whiskeys, bourbons, and scotches. So.
That's such a wide variety.
Yeah, they're all in the same bucket for me. I guess scotch is a different
bucket. Scotch is so different than the rest.
But I like prefer scotch, a little scotch on the rocks. Whew.
I'm not a scotch fan.
So I'm scotch-free currently. Hello. And I'm doing all right. Swung the sticks well. Yanks are doing great stuff. Jimmer Fredette. And yeah, this was like today was kind of my off day. So I might watch the Yankees as a fan today, Jim.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah,
I'm going to root for them today.
I went in the ocean today.
And?
Biggest waves this summer. They were kind of wild. I called intern Luke, said, yo, you got to come in the ocean. This is crazy. And then, I got like spun around like a washing machine a couple times. Love that. Give me a little fright. Then I tried to take a nap on the beach, which is like miserable, just so hot, sweaty. But I listened to some podcasts, dude. That I know we did like a deal with Black Barrel Media to promote their show.
Right.
It's so good. If you're into the history of baseball in any way, go listen to the Black Sox Black Barrel Media podcast. There's only one episode out. It's so good. If you like history of baseball type stuff.
All right.
Phenomenal. Speaking of phenomenal, let's talk about this Yankees lineup. Wow. Wow. DJ LeMahieu, he's really good. Leading off.
Segway.
How about that? Oh, dude, the guy who invented the Segway died by riding his Segway off a cliff. It's not talked about enough. It's not talked about near enough.
Well, Jim, why do you think we're here today?
Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field.
Because that's a microphone.
Gio Urshela batting third, playing third.
There you go. Nailing it.
Maben.
Did you skip Didi?
I skipped Didi.
So not perfect.
Didi cleaning up, playing shortstop.
Bang.
Bam. Cameron Maben in the five hole. Left field. Mike Tauchman. Yes. Center field. Batting sixth.
Heat it up, lady.
It's like how they would do it at the old folks home calling bingo numbers.
It felt like the World Series if you got all the nervous kids in a row. My name is David LeMahieu, and I'm playing first base. Okay.
I'm not done. Romine. Romine is catching and batting seventh. Mike Ford, the DH, batting eighth. And Vic Valera batting ninth, playing second base, Domingo Herman on the bump. That's your Yankees lineup.
Could you give us the rest of the roster? Just so we know who's around today.
On the bench, Higashioka, Gleyber Torres. Who is on the bench? It's Gleyber, Higashioka, and Gardner.
Nailed it.
Oh, the turf up in Toronto. They're always so careful about it.
Yeah.
Which cracks me up because the home team plays 81 games.
Yeah.
They play 81 games on the turf, but the Yankees go up there and they're like, we can't do three in a row. Like, what do you think these guys do?
Dude, some of the things that can help define your major league career is bizarre. Like, what if you hit really hard ground balls and you get brought up in Toronto and they take off and you're good, and then you get traded to Seattle and you're awful.
Dude, Pete Rose played on cement.
Yeah. Smart.
He's got the most hits ever. He's a ground ball hitter that played on cement.
Yeah. It's genius.
Okay, do you want to do the Blue Jays lineup?
I'll do the Blue Jays lineup. Jim, Bo Flo Bichette, your shortstop. Kevin Biggio is doing it. Big Gio at second. Lourdes Gurriel, the user of the exit swing velocity. Guys that we've partnered with.
Exit Vlad speed Jr. developer, if we wanted to give a real shout out.
We want to give a real shout out. We don't have to, but we still might. Vlad Jr. at third. Freddie Galvis. Justin Smoke is at first base. Randall Grichuk, every Yankee fan's favorite. Jim, you all right?
I'm trying to get it back in my ear.
For those who can't see at home, Jimmy has wired headphones, so I guess talking Yanks isn't doing so well. Wired headphones. And B, he was swinging them around like that ball in a cup game, trying to get it in his ear with the worst intentions of getting it in his ear.
Well, it fell out of my ear. I couldn't hear you anymore.
Randall Grichuk in right field, the Yankee killer. Derek Fisher, Jim, your guy who got hit in the face in Baltimore the other day. Reese McGuire catching behind the dish with Thomas Pannone on the mound for the Blue Jays.
Thomas Pannone.
Pretty cool. Pannone.
Hey, Pannone.
Throw another freaking meatball, you salami sandwich.
Yeah, you Italian?
Heritage.
We all come from somewhere. Okay, Thomas Pannone. Speaking of, Jake, I looked at his repertoire.
Repertoire.
64% of the time, he throws an 88-mile-per-hour fastball.
Yeah.
How's he do that?
Dude, and then he's like a southpaw. He's a southpaw.
Okay, got that. Hey, curveball is 70 miles per hour, so that's pretty good. And he throws that 19% of the time. It's a nice curve. And then he has a changeup that he also throws 17% of the time. So the other 30% that's not fastball is split in half. The changeup has no movement. It's just a slower, very straight pitch. Like, you know, Tommy Canley's changeup still has nice movement. Right. I feel like if you sit Pannone's change, it's literally just batting practice.
Is that a mini what to watch for there?
Yeah.
Well, how often is he throwing that changeup?
17.4% of the time.
It's a tough pitch to sit on.
Well, if it's not a fastball, you got a 50-50 chance it's a curve or a change.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So,
where's Buck Showalter been?
I don't know. I think he's doing a little bit. I think Jack Curry told me he's doing a little bit more on yes. Like, he'll be back at one point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me know.
I'll let you know if Jack lets me know.
Okay. Fair.
Fair. I was looking at the Blue Jays lineup.
So you're watching out for the Yanks sitting on that changeup. Is there something you like about the Blue Jays? Do you want to what to watch for? Where are you at, man?
Well, let's see where we're at. Glaber's still not in the lineup. I like that. Let Glaber get his rest. No need for him to play in these games on turf when he's been constipated for a week straight. That's a good call. Gardner, also good. Get him in there. He's got to play center field one of these games. Don't care. Health is a priority because we can beat the Blue Jays with 9 Vicky Valeros. Maybe. Blue Jays are a little feistier than your Orioles, but whatever. Blue Jays have the 4 descendants, the 4 baseball family kids, as their first 4 hitters, which before the show, you and I both said, that's pretty cool.
It's super cool.
Bichette, Biggio, Gurriel, Guerrero.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
Did Gurriel's dad play? I don't think so.
No.
His brother plays.
Baseball family.
Baseball family's top 4.
I was looking at their last 7 games to see who's hot. And if you've listened to Talking Baseball, our podcast, Bo Bichette has been fucking on fire since getting called up.
As 380.
Yeah. Vlad's hot. Recently, Bo Bichette is like just coming to the league like crazy. But yeah, Vlad's hot recently. And Grichik, that mother... Is he not on the team anymore?
He's on the team. He's batting.
Fucking Grichik. 7. That's my what to watch for, Grichik. I don't care about all the good names. I don't care how good Vlad Guerrero's doing. I don't care how good Bo Bichette's doing. Grichik is a motherfucker.
Whoa.
He always gets us.
Are you announcing that on the pregame show?
He always gets us.
Okay.
Us mothers, always.
Sounded like he got your mom.
Jake.
That's what it sounded like.
Jake.
That's what it sounded
Jake.
Like.
Jake.
That's exactly what you said.
I just bought a coloring book, and I will draw naked pictures of you and paste them on the internet.
Is it like a relaxation coloring book?
Yeah. Nice. I'm a big doodler, so it's just kind of organized doodling.
Yeah. It's a good way to label it.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
I guess doodling would be an unorganized... Never mind.
Yeah, I don't... It's organized doodling. That's really what it
is. Yeah. You can flip it either way.
Yeah.
It's very versatile.
It's all these quotes. Here's a quote from it. Never give up, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn.
That's such a lie. There's so many times in life you need to give up.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah. Yes.
So you become a stalker.
That is true.
Right?
It's a lot of times you need to give up. Okay, what about this quote? The human race has one really effective weapon, and that is laughter.
Bombs. We could end the world with bombs instantly.
That's a Mark Twain quote. I like that quote.
Was that pre-bombs?
That might have been a pre-bombs quote. Yeah,
I think that's pre-bombs. So. Yeah. Okay. 0-2 coloring book.
No, it was good. And it's when it was written. That was a good quote.
When it was written is good. That's fair.
Yeah. Mark Twain didn't know about bombs.
Not the giving up quote. That's just bad.
All right. Anyway, Jake, what's your what to watch for? My what to watch for, if you remember, is Pannone's changeup, Grichik being a motherfucker, and the Yankees are smart to rest Glaber and Gardner today.
Okay. It's a lot to keep track of.
You ask for my one what to watch for, and I give it to you.
What would you say is happening right now?
Your dog's licking your elbow. Now it's kind of just your arm.
He's really going at it right now. That should be my what to watch for. Get out of here, man. Dad's working. My what to watch for, Jim, let's go.
He doesn't think of you as his dad, just to let you know.
No, we're equals if I'm not lesser. But Domingo Herman, we haven't really talked about him much. It'd be great to get a good start out of him. We still don't like fully believe.
You do. Don't shy away.
Dude, I'm going Romine, man. The catcher show has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Higashioka gets benched after a 2-homer game because Romine played incredible the game before him. So let's if we could keep this catcher performance going, Both of these guys, whenever they get their at-bats before Gary comes back, again, they got to pad the books. Romine's going to be a free agent. Higgy's going to go back to AAA. So, like, Romine, these could be big at-bats.
Yeah. I like that. I was trying to think how they're going to do the catching. This is a four-game set, right?
Yes.
So it's two night games, so I think it's going to go Romine. Higgy's going to catch Saturday, or unless Gary comes up on Saturday.
Yeah, that's why I think they go Higgy tomorrow, because it could be his last day with the team.
Yeah, I'm smart. Domingo Herman, nasty stuff last time out, Jake. Had a nasty changeup.
Ah, his nose was running.
Yeah. Yeah, sneezing boils. A lot. Boils all over.
All over the boils.
Looked like he dipped his hand in a bucket of witch sauce. How gross it was.
It's like a witch sauce boil festival.
But it was pretty good. Check this out. Justin Smoke has a double versus Domingo Herman, and that is the only extra base hit he's given up versus these Blue Jays in 35 plate appearances. How come Justin Smoke didn't get traded? How come no one got traded? Is Smoke having a bad season in the end?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're starting to get a couple guys who get waived. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that someone didn't take a flyer on Justin Smoke seems odd. But, Jim, I guess maybe it breaks down to, like, the Astros, Dodgers, Yankees tier. Like, other teams were like, hey, I don't think we're really – those teams are really good. Like someone like Justin Smoke, should we even bother? I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't. Just don't.
Okay. Pitching path to victory?
Domingo, for sure.
I think he's going to be the start. Actually, here's something that's interesting. Domingo Herman reached 100 innings pitched. He's right. Going to be on a pitch count because I think 160 is around the cap for the whole postseason and everything. So if they're in a blowout, just if they're blowing him out and Domingo's pitching well, do they take him out after five, after six to save some innings, or do they leave him in? Because if they leave him in, then I'm so curious as to what the plan is moving forward with his innings limit.
Right. Like if they... if he pitches five clean innings, the game is 7-1, and Domingo's at 70 pitches and they pull him, then it's like it's full on. It's like, okay, they're trying to keep Domingo right for the playoffs. If not, we still haven't heard that plan.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one thing. My other thing is I think get ready for a bit of a let up game from the Yankees offensively. Orioles pitching was meatball city. If you get a guy who's trying after the long flight, it's not a long flight, after the flight in on the turf, we never seem to play like great here. I think we lost a series. One of the rare series losses this season came at the hands of the Blue Jays while we were hot. So the Yankees have been amazing. Look for, I'm not shocked if there's a little bit of a let up game, or not that we lose, just kind of maybe sluggish offensively for a little bit because everything worked in Baltimore. Everything.
Yeah. My only counter slash hope for that is like, we're still going to have a couple duds to get through the rest of the season. I mean, over a month and a half of baseball, but Jim, I think this team does want to do special things. And I think they're moving past like let up games. They're not going to have too many of them. Baseball, I think it's natural you do, and this could be one. But I think they're like, we swept Baltimore. Let's sweep Toronto. Let's keep going. Like, let's get crazy with it.
Hmm. Yeah. Dude, someone just, Deadspin wrote an article on John Sterling, says he must be stopped. And then they used all of my Jay Sterling quotes. And they're acting like it's bad? Get out of here. Don't use my Twitter account to fucking talk shit about John Sterling.
Get him, Jim.
Let's see what they're saying. Saying, he's using all my things. And because Yankees Radio play-by-play man John Sterling has personalized home run calls for every player, whether they've been there a decade or a week, This last O series has required Sterling to dig deep. I don't even. Why is this article titled "John Sterling Must Be Stopped"? I thought it was going to be negative, so I was ready to fight. And now I don't know what it is, so I'm so confused.
Just a bad title?
I think it's just a bad title.
Maybe it's a mockumentary. I don't know.
I just want to respond. Go fuck yourself.
Do it. That's your move. Everyone knows John Boy for that now.
Hey. Shut up. That's what I'm going to say with.
Hey, shut up about it.
Hey, shut up about it. I'm going to edit all those. Fuck you. I don't know if they're being mean or not. The headline sucks, but the article is not that mean.
Okay.
All right. So now we've got that out of the way.
We did
pitching path to victory. Basically, the whole bullpen's available if you want. And no one pitched yesterday besides Chance Adams. So Britton has two off days in a row. Pitch Britton.
Yeah.
Also, Britton's a big fan of mine. Did you hear that on R2C2 today?
I did not.
He said that dude not only smells nice.
Nope.
But I think he's got a real good way about him.
Zach Britton's never smelled you.
I said that dude's good at making breakdowns or something like that.
Nice.
Thanks, Zach, with a K. I'd pitch Zach 2 days off. I'd throw him. Cess is begging to get thrown if Domingo can only go six and we're up a lot. Might be the Cessner. Everyone else is available. You got anything?
I don't know. Are you?
What's that?
Are you excited for the Dora the Explorer movie?
No, not at all. But I'm just happy that they found that actress who just is perfect.
Yeah.
It was like a great find by the producers. I think they saw her in something else and then said, shit, we should make Dora the Explorer movie. She's perfect for this.
Yeah, no casting necessary. Should we do the Homer draft? It's the Homer draft?
We should. And the last series had 15 home runs, 5 each game, and Jake and I correctly guessed 9 of them.
Yeah.
That's a good number. Jake did win 4. He got 4 correct calls, 3 on the last day. I mean, you got 5, 3 on the last day. I got 4. Jake, you won. Very impressive. You will not be able to make me feel bad about this loss.
Oh, I can make you feel so bad about this
loss. Nope.
Do you want to play that game?
Nope. You can't. I got 4 homers. I think it's my best ever. I ran into a juggernaut. You had the best day in the history of Homer Draft. There's nothing bad. It's an admirable loss by me, and I'm very happy for you.
Yeah. Thank you for being happy for me, Jim. Mm-hmm. I'll keep my statistic aside because it's people are talking.
Okay. Well, I get the first pick today.
You haven't won a Homer draft since June.
What's that?
You haven't won a Homer draft since June.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I wanted so many early on. I'm only 2 series behind.
It's just people are getting worried. We're rooting for you.
Dude, such an admirable loss. You know when you're coming out of a slump and you're like, he's hitting it hard right now, though. Just finding like bad
Jonah
luck. Hill's,
it's the Jonah Hill SNL skit where he's a wrestler.
Oh, if you think I know a Jonah Hill SNL skit.
Everyone's patting him on the back like, good job, kid. But
No. It's like when you're slumping and then you're like, ooh, just hitting hard into bad luck. I hit hard into bad luck. That's all. We got a 4-game set today.
4-game set, Jim. You're batting leadoff. Who are you taking, my friend?
4-game set. With my first pick, I am taking Romine. Playing the odds here, I don't know how many games he's going to get to play in this series. And he's got a hot bat. So I'm just going to take that while I can. It's my first pick, Austin Romine.
I like it. Jim, I am going to go with Gio and Didi.
Gio and Didi. Gio's Gio, crazy.
This is a revenge game for Gio, and he's batting three hole again. And Didi, I think Pannone hangs one to Didi.
What'd you just call him?
Excuse me?
What did you call him?
Pannone.
Oh, I thought you said something different.
Well, nope.
Okay, well, good, because what I heard was terrible.
What'd you hear then?
I thought you called him Banana Nose.
Are we going to edit that out?
No.
Trying. Okay. Banana Nose on the podcast app.
So okay. Now you just said it. Okay. Now you just
okay,
said
it. Music biz. You did it.
Now you've done it.
Banana Nose.
Ford.
Ooh.
Romine and Ford.
Jeez. No reaction from anyone on the Ford pick. That's a bad sign, man.
What do you mean no reaction?
You and I, neither of us said anything. I couldn't muster up a good pick. You couldn't muster up I'm feeling good about it. It was just like, all right, and I'm taking Mike Ford.
No.
Silence.
Lefty on lefty crime. He's going to throw that change up. Ford's going up there guessing change up. I get one change up all game, one for four, home run. Boom.
Yo, I see, now I'm excited. I like you calling Mike Ford change up homer.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Okay. I'm ready. This will be coming out on the Instagram account later once it happens. So
what Instagram account?
Talking Yanks Instagram account, man. Catch the net.
Go follow. Everyone go follow. Don't DM us, please. Please
don't DM us mean things, please.
Please don't DM us. All right. Over under. The over has hit just time and time again. We both got the over right. I've guessed the over the last five games, and I'm 5-0 in my last five games.
Yeah, it's yikes. So what are you going?
We don't know what it is. I'm gonna guess with Herman and Pannone. I'm gonna guess it's 9.5. I'm gonna guess it's 10.
Pannone and Domingo. I still think you have to go 10.5 just because of Pannone. Let's see, littering and. Oh, they got all the football games posted for tonight. Cool. Jim, the over-under in this game is 10.5.
Dude, I'm really feeling the under.
I kind of am too, but I don't want to. Over. I'm going over.
This is tough because I'm really feeling the under.
It feels like an under. Lefty who throws soft.
But I feel like I'm spitting in the betting odds. I'm 5-0 guessing the over. Like, until the over bites me, I think I just have to guess the over. So I'm going over.
It's the feel dumb effect. If the Yankees went over and you bet the under, you'd feel dumb.
Dumb. And if the Yankees go under, but I bet the over because I had to, I'm going to be like, see, my gut was right, and I'll feel fine with it.
You're starting to get it.
Have you ever eaten a headphone?
No.
Liar. And that is the Talking Yanks pregame show. We will see you later.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.